T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Summer Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
All right, it is from the kitchen facing a half empty bowl of popcorn, and it is good evening to you and how you be at 11:05 on a Tuesday evening right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here. You there on the other side of the, well, of the on the other side of that popcorn that is diminishing, going down in that bowl very quickly. It is at 345 Hudson Street, Pauli Rosenberg, and no from the 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number for a Tuesday schmooze right up until Amy Lawrence at 3 on your fan, New York City. Well, I read the news tonight, oh boy, and it is not, to say the least, very pleasant. Now, we have been waiting for the toy department to open up. We have been desperate for the games people play. We wait, but the virus, it doesn't wait to tag anybody and everybody, more so now on the last day of June. Before we hit those target dates to begin anew, the virus continues to target Americans at record-setting numbers, close to 128,000 by early this evening, 128,000 plus gone. Now, I'm not there yet, but I'm coming close. If you give serious thought, maybe all of us, fans of teams and players we care about, maybe all of us coming up as really very selfish. Television, radio too, wants its content and the ad revenue that comes from live, real-time sports. All of the leagues, NBA, NHL, NFL, Major League Baseball, all together as one, billions of dollars at stake, already with billions lost, but billions to be found amid the pandemic going forward. I'm not there yet, but coming close. We've been reminded, Mike Leake, Ryan Zimmerman, Joe Ross, and Ian Desmond, he posted this today with a pregnant wife and 4 young kids who have lots of questions about what's going on in the world. Home is where I need to be right now. Home for my wife, Chelsea. Home to help. Home to guide. Home to answer my older 3 boys' questions about the virus, civil rights, and life. Home to be their dad. He had been due over $5.5 million of his $15 million salary. So yes, he's giving up a lot. And yes, it should be added, he is in the middle of a 5-year $70 million contract. So he's not hurting for dollars and cents, but he is giving up for what there will be and hope to be a baseball season. $5.5 million of that $15 million salary he was due this year, but considers being with his family, priceless. Now, I'm not there yet, but I'm coming close. We want to see the Metropolitans. And by the way, are they thinking of adding my sweet Lord to their roster? Tim Tebow. They're thinking about it. But we want to see the Metropolitans. We want to see the New York Yankees, the Rangers, the Islanders too, the Nets, the NBA. Oh, think about opening day, opening night, Zion Williamson, Thursday the 30th at 6:30, James and Davis, Leonard and George at 9. Inviting, enticing, exciting. The risk for them, the reward for us. But are we being selfish? Should we even have any of these games? I'm not there yet, but I'm coming close. Take the Nets, please. No Wilson Chandler, no DeAndre Jordan, possibly no Spencer Dinwiddie, and no first-round draft choice if the empty Nets make the Elite Eight in the Eastern Conference. As you know, they sit in the number 7 seed, a half a game in front of Orlando. Now, if you're a fan of the Nets, and yes, this is coming from a New York Knickerbocker fan, if you're a fan of the Brooklyn Nets, you want them to lose, period. Because winning only prolongs the inevitable losing. The Nets are 6 up on Washington, with Orlando 5.5 up on the Wizards. And why should the Wizards even give it a try? Is tanking going to be back in style at Disney World in Orlando, Florida? Why should the Wizards even try? If they miss the playoffs, they'll have a better lottery position, a top 10 pick. If they were to finish as the number 8 seed, not very likely, but if they were to finish as the number 8 seed, they would lose to Milwaukee and lose at least 5 lottery spots. Remember when nobody beats the Wiz? Now if they are smart, everybody will. And the Nets, these empty Nets are going to remain empty. They can finish 7th and play Toronto. They can finish 8th and get freaked out by Milwaukee. They open on the 31st against Orlando. And if you're a Nets fan, you really do want to believe in magic.
I probably wouldn't have played because just the unknown going into that situation looks crazy right now.
Do you believe in magic?
Markelle Fultz will dribble out the clock for the Magic. As Orlando breaks away after the Nets came storming back to tie it, and the Magic deal the Nets their 6th consecutive loss. The final here in Orlando, the Magic 101 and the Nets 89.
Okay, it's magic time, everyone.
You believe in magic.
Fritz on the right, 3 to go, shoots a 3, no good. Chandler the rebound, they don't get a shot off. And the game comes to an end. Orlando steals this one in Brooklyn, coming back from 19 down in the second half to beat the Nets 115 to 113.
What's that got to do with magic?
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
Spencer Dinwiddie and DeAndre Jordan said Monday they have tested positive for the coronavirus, potentially leaving the Brooklyn Nets without 2 starters when the NBA season resumes.
We now resume the regular program schedule.
Do you believe in magic?
Want to see some magic?
Dinwiddie. Hard drive. All the way in. Big finish. Spencer Dinwiddie.
You have
the magic.
Short, no, and a reverse jam on the alley-oop.
Through the magic of radio, people could stay informed without having to read.
Jordan said he won't be in Florida with the Nets when they return from the suspension of the 2019-20 season, while Dinwiddie told The Athletic that he was experiencing symptoms.
Is there a doctor in the house?
You're on that team. You let's say you drop your first game, drop your first two games, and now it's a wrap. Now you just have six meaningless games. You've been asked to come into this incredibly uncomfortable environment, and I definitely understand why certain guys wouldn't want to play.
You may be harmless enough, but I got no time to fiddle around with black magic or any other old men's games.
You would have a better chance if you were a Nets fan believing in miracles. But you better really instead believe in magic, the Orlando Magic, to end what suffering is down the line for the Brooklyn Nets. And if they don't have Dinwiddie, as you know, he did test positive, but has yet to decide. He's got about a month to decide if he wants to play. And you know about the others who aren't going to be there, and you really wonder mentally. As the number seven, they're either going to finish number seven or number eight. Washington is not going to catch either of them. So you wonder what kind of drive or inspiration or motivation the Nets are going to have, because you know what's inevitable. If they are the number seven seed, it's going to be Toronto. No win there. And if it is the number eight seed, look out, and taking on Milwaukee. So they know it, you know it, we all know it, that the empty nets are going to remain that empty. By the way, you're a Yankee fan and you're thinking about Aaron Judge. Think positive. You're a Yankee fan and you're thinking about Aaron Hicks. Think positive. You are a Yankee fan and you're thinking about James Paxton. Think positive. And Giancarlo Stanton, even though it might be difficult for you as a Yankee fan, he's Mr. Clutch. You know it. We all know it. And Stanton also with the thumbs up. Cashman with the quote from earlier today. We want the guys for 60 games over 66 days. And he could have added on 660 on your radio, your smart speakers, your tablets, your computers. You know the whole thing. And last year already, they had, what, it was something like 30 players on the IL 39 times. So they would like to start with Judge and Hicks. And you know about Paxton. And Hicks says he's okay, but it's always been the guy, Aaron Judge. And it does look like he is going to be ready to play. There are seven in play to buy the New York Metropolitans. And we are praying daily to the baseball gods that one of them comes through. And, of course, you know about the lead and the inside with the lead coming down the home stretch. The Metropolitans want to sell by the end of the year. And, of course, we'll all believe it when we see it. But Mr. and Mrs. Narcissistic, they head the group of seven, and they have been, this seven groups, they have been pre-approved by Major League Baseball, and you have heard on your fan in New York City about the other possible owners to be. Vinny Viola, who is the owner of the Florida Panthers, Mike Rapoli, the co-founder of Vitamin Water, and, of course, we've heard with Harris and Blitzer. They own the Philadelphia 76ers and the New Jersey Devils and the Rubin brothers, just billionaires. Although about a week or so ago, we heard that what they were interested in was not so much the team, but the land around Citi Field. So at the moment, seven in play, been pre-approved by Major League Baseball, by the Metropolitans. What else? Gorbachev, tear down that wall. And that seems to be the M.O. for statues and memorials and monuments in 2020. And a number, and I believe earlier today on The Fan, if you were listening, this was a topic of discussion. And about time, because since 1944, if you win either a National League or American League MVP award, right there in huge gold letters, it says, and larger are the letters than your name added, Kennesaw Mountain Landis Memorial Baseball Award. Well, a little bit with his, 25 or so years as commissioner of the game, no blacks in the game. He was not a fan of people who were not white. So the bottom line is the number, and of course, what is it? Not until Jackie Robinson of 47. So, and since 1944, his name, Kennesaw Mountain Landis, the Kennesaw Mountain Landis Memorial Baseball Award, with his name in the huge letters to remind everybody that this MVP award, a National League, American League, named after him. So in the words of Ronald Reagan, what does apply today with everybody with the tearing and down, with the statues and memorials and the monuments, Gorbachev, tear down that wall. So, all right, and so this is where we are, and the opening remarks had to do with how awful it is. And listen, I'm not... There's no sensationalism here. There's no back page or front page headlines here. No extra read all about it. But if you do read all about it, it boggles the proverbial mind, where Dr. Fauci earlier today was testifying on Capitol Hill and basically saying, if we don't get if we don't control somehow, some way this virus. And what I'm about to say is what he said earlier today. It's going to sound like an exaggeration. If we don't control, if we don't curtail, if we don't somehow contain the virus, it could amount to as much as 100,000 cases a day. Not in a month, not for the rest of the year, but a day. So are we being selfish, wanting to see the games at the expense of seriously human life? And reading what, you know, Ian Desmond had to say, and again, I mean, he's going to give up $5.5 million of what he would have gotten in a full season this year, $15 million. And again, he's in the middle of a 5-year $70 million contract. So, okay, his wife is pregnant, he's got the other kids at home, and what he wrote I thought was eloquent, and it certainly made me think. I mean, are we being selfish, wanting so desperately to see these games with everything falling apart in so many states because of the virus? And we know about 16, 17, 18 NBA players who have already tested positive, and not one of them has gone up for a rebound that I know of. Talk about social distancing. And again, I mean, with the ball players, with the Ross and with the Zimmerman, and not that they were going to be, you know, Cy Young Award, not a Cy Young Award winner, not an MVP per se, but the games haven't even started. And not only, I mean, the average American, I mean, is certainly susceptible to this virus, especially in, where is it, California and Texas and Florida, to name three states. And it's just terrible, terrible with the news and the projection. I mean, 100, he said 100, if we don't curtail, contain the virus, over 100,000 a day. So, and there could be a vaccine early next year. I mean, there is something positive about this with the virus, but no, at the moment, no vaccine and no treatment. So, I mean, should we have sports at all? And we, and who doesn't want to see the games? Major League Baseball, the NBA even. I mean, you can imagine like six, seven games in one day. You can't wait to see an NBA game. And by the end of the day, you've already had enough. What is it? But you know what I'm talking, like six, seven games. And then with the NBA and then with Major League Baseball, how are these teams, and already 16, 17, 18 and counting with the NBA, they haven't even started to play yet. So I'm just asking. I'm not there yet, but I'm close to saying we should not be having these games. But my selfishness is prevailing at the moment because maybe in denial I'm thinking things are going to get a little bit better between now and when they start at the end of July. Or is that just being a fool? Is that just being, you know, blind to what is happening? Because it's not getting better. It's getting worse.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.